That was about, I think, 35 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Because this is all rare in India also.
Okay.
This is why it is rare, you know, it is rare in India also.
This style is what?
It is rare in India also.
Yes, yes.
The reason is that while the other lemons, you get thousands of them on one tree. This you get one or two like that. So that is how they are
doing. I think there must be something special about
it. This brings me memories from my childhood. That's the first thing. Then again, this is something that a lot of people don't know anymore.
Yeah, yeah. It is a very tropical thing. In India also you get those, but very rare.
Oh, very rare.
Because I went to one place where there are a lot of lemon trees.
Oh, but the other ones.
Yeah, the other ones. Lot of lemons. And there was one tree of this.
Oh.
And it had only one or two lemons.
Oh. You know that lemons,
they are sour.
The other one, we take them.
Yeah.
We take them when they are ripe.
Yeah.
Yellow. We don't eat them here when they are green.
Yeah.
We only use them for green.
Green ones you use, you know, when they are the limes. They are called limes.
Okay.
Limes.
Yes, but what I mean is that the green ones,
yeah,
become yellow.
Yellow.
If you leave them in the trees.
Yeah.
And that's the one we take for everything.
Yeah.
That's the reason why we came here in the day, because we have to go to Old San Juan.
Oh.
Who's a farmer, friend of ours.
Oh.
To get the yellow ones. But she didn't have them, she didn't bring them.
But she had this.
No. This one brought another farmer friend of mine last week.
Oh, okay. But it is very good. Thank you.
Like not like human love.
No, you are right, I agree. It is not like
romantic.
What happens with human love is we call it love. It looks like love, but it is actually attachment. So that is the difference between love and attachment. Swami Vivekananda has a very nice book, small book, Bhakti Yoga. And then there is a chapter with this title. The title is Triangle of Love. I think sometimes the triangle of love, I sometimes think that the R should have been removed. It is tangle of love. You get entangled. The real love frees you. This kind of love makes you bound. My so and so. So it is, therefore, we should be very careful.
There is no danger to be entangled to common love?
It is, no, you don't get entangled by that. Because the God is not only in a limited place, God is everywhere. But say for example your son, he is only this and not that. Do you see this? That if you are loving, say, my son, then you are loving only one person. And you don't see the same in another person. So therefore, that is what makes us limited, makes us to get caught in eye and mind, which is against thinking or loving God. God, one must see that God is everywhere, all around, in everything, and the reality of everything.
And it's very dangerous that we get so, let me see if this is the correct word, attached to God that we only think about, that we get so attached to the love of God that we don't see maybe the God in others too.
If we are loving God, then we see the same God in everyone. For example, it doesn't become it doesn't become fanaticism when we really love God. What happens is we love only one form and think that is God is limited only to that. There comes the fanaticism. That is why one should become, you know, Sri Ramakrishna gave the example of be like an ant who is looking for sugar. So the ant doesn't care about the form, whether that sugar is in a cookie or in your plan or whatever other things. The ant will only see the sugar. It will not worry about the form. So it is like that. What is the noise?
The poor.
Lower. Okay. We don't have to worry about it. Okay. So, please. Important thing is that is how we should, like the ant loves the sugar. In whatever form the sugar is, it doesn't care. It may be in the cookie, it may be in the cracker, it may be in the plant, whatever, in the pudding, it may be honey, still it will go for it. So, there is no particular form that the ant is attached to. So we should not be attached to a particular form. It is no I and mine in that. So that is how the love of God is very different from what is called the human love. Human love, you know, is not really love. It is our selfishness that masquerades as love. It is, what do we do because of love? We keep on blackmailing, emotionally blackmailing others. That, oh, do you love me? Then you should do like this. So that is where the difference comes, you know. And the difference is there. That,
God, to really know God and to have all His everything that He is not so easy.
It is not easy. Therefore, we have to make the effort. That is why the chapter had this heading, that stop the love for the vanities, and learn to love God. Unless we stop the love for all the worldly things, the objects of the sense perceptions, those which are pleasant to the senses, unless we stop that, we will not be able to love God. And if we love God, that will automatically get stopped. That is why Sri Ramakrishna says that is what is the spiritual practice or sadhana. Then same thing that Thomas A. Kempis said, that love for God and detachment from all the sensory attractions. Our senses, they get attracted to the objects. And thus we get caught.
Yes. I think the most close that I can see is modest love. It's true. He doesn't have, it's no interest.
Who?
The love of the mother.
Love
the mother, mother's love is for,
but
is it all interested?
No. The love is like more unconditional than the rest of the loves that we are.
That is true. It is comparatively more conditional. Less conditional than others.
Unconditional.
But even in the mother's love, there are so many difficulties. Recently, you know, I very much talked about incident in India. One mother killed her son, just 4-year-old son. The problem is that she is so highly educated and, you know, CEO of a big electronic computer company. And she killed her own son. It is now, why did she kill her son? Because she didn't want that son. Now that is four years old son, you know. Now that son was killed by her. That is, and she wanted to run away, putting the son in a bag. That she ordered a taxi. And then somebody in the that hotel that she was staying got a doubt that why is she going in the car, and where he came with this, she came with the son. But the son is not going out. How could she alone go out? They have the cameras, you know, that CCTV cameras. And then they called the police. And the police trust that taxi driver. called the taxi driver, spoke in that local language so that this lady will not understand, and told that taxi driver to go straight to the local police station. And she first tried to avoid the answering, "No, no, I am going, I have to go there, please let me go quickly. The police won't have anything of it." They got her down, took her the bag and opened the bag to find the body of that little 4-year-old son. Can you imagine?
What was the bag?
Bag was in the car.
And how old was the
The 4-year-old. And
where did she go that they noticed that they were
there? She wanted to discard it.
No. But the place where you said there were cameras.
It was a hotel that she was staying in.
Ah, the hotel.
Yeah.
Very clever. Did it work?
What is this cleverness, you know, killing a little child like that? So it is mother's love amongst all the... Yeah, mental means, see, now is so highly educated, running. She was chosen that in the world, that amongst the 100 and brutal women, she was chosen amongst them. Very highly educated. So everybody is concerned to have had this woman, this, was it maybe an education? What is this kind of education that one even goes to kill her little son?
The thing is, it's a learning, not education.
It is not real education, no moral training. No, yeah. Only selfishness. Because she was attracted to another man. And then she thought that his son will be an obstacle. So get rid of the son. Because yes.
Swami, the big thing that we don't understand law. And we don't know how to love God in us, because if that day who loved herself and God in herself understood love, maybe that wouldn't happen.
That is true, because that is what the point is, that when there comes this idea of I and mine, the love goes away. It is, we still keep on calling it love, but it is not love. It is selfishness that gets shown as love. It is not love at all. Love, only God can be really love. They gradually, one starts seeing this, that God alone can be love. Because other things are, you know, they are the matters of sense perception, sense attraction. They change and they are continuously changing. And so what I like today, see, liking is very different from love. The liking, because I like one thing today, another thing tomorrow. That is how, you know, she liked this child once. She was my son. She was very much liking her son, in love with that son. But then she wanted to get rid of the father of this child and get married to another man. Now this child could be an obstruction in that. So kill the child, you know, did not even think. So what a terrible thing. And then that newspaper gave, you know, that an article that how many times mothers have done like that. It is so many times the mothers have killed their little ones or even the grown-ups. in right from the ancient Greek 4,000 years ago, there was one mother who killed her son for similar reason. She wanted to get married to another man, and so that attraction made her get rid of this son. So
there is a letter of San Pablo Tempo to the Romans that he described what love is. You know which guy I'm talking about? And I would like to know if I don't find the letter, and I would like, if you can, to tell me if that is really what something similar to what the love to God and God.
It is,
it's,
you
a
know,
beautiful letter.
It is.
So is
it? It is, I understand. Therefore, we have to see the difference between what is love and what passes for love. The two things are different. What passes for love is I and mine. What we actually love is the God. God alone is capable of being loved and responding to our love. Nobody else can respond to our love either. Because they have different interests. They like something. Suppose I like something and I share that interest, that similar liking with somebody else. Then we think that, oh, we love each other because we both love to play poker. I don't play it, just to give you that. Like to play poker. So we love each other. But then that is just, the connection is poker. Now that person likes something else, then I don't love. Oh, that man likes golf. I don't like golf. And so then that is, that love is broken there. So therefore, it is the easy or difficult. One thing is sure, that is the only thing that one can really love. All other loves are only appearances, and therefore that changes immediately. If that person, that is, you will see that in children very quickly, because children do not like to put masks, so they do not cover, so they love their mother, my mom, so much love. But if the mom doesn't give them what they want, then monster mom. It is, I hate you, mom. Why? Because, that is what that little child told, you know. A guest had come to their home, and just to talk some funny things, he asked the little child, 3-4 year old, hey, whom do you love more, your mom or your dad? And the child wanted to be politically correct. So he said, my mom is great, and I like my dad so much, but you know, I like ice cream. I love ice cream. I don't love any of them. I love ice cream. When my mom gives ice cream, wow, she is wonderful. If my dad gives ice cream, so great. But if I want ice cream and my mom says, no, this mom. So that our worldly loves are like that. That it is, as long as your beloved is giving you what you like, it is okay. The moment it stops, then you don't love that anymore. Because your love was not that particular woman or particular man. your particular selfish interest. That is why in one Upanishad that idea is shown so clearly. Oh, it is the dialogue, a conversation between husband and wife. And the husband tells to the wife that, look, we all should aspire for this self. Our true nature, our Atman or the God, because that is the true object of our love. He said, look, nobody loves the husband for the sake of husband, but for one's own sake, for my sake. I love, say, my husband, my wife, my son, my daughter, my community, my country, and so forth. Now, what is the common word? My. Do you get it? My is the common word. Means the association, connection with I. Whatever you put your I in it, whenever you put that I in it, that becomes lovable. Just as you put sugar in something, that becomes sweet, isn't it?
So, how would you say it? How would you say it?
How?
Would you say it? Is it my, how would you say it?
Yeah, it is I. When you put, invest I in something.
Let's put the I. How would you say it?
If you... then there is no mind. If there is no I, there is no mind.
How do you express it?
That is God. No I, no mind, then that is God. Whole, complete, purna, that we were talking yesterday. That is God. When you remove I, mind, what is left is God. And that is love. That is, the God is love, love is God. That is why that beautiful Christian song is there. They sing it in churches. God is wisdom, God is love. Have you heard that song? And it is actually in Spanish. Probably there, that God is wisdom, God is love. That is the English translation of the that Spanish song. Yeah, it is. So that is, wherever you go, that is another like that. Wherever you go, your God goes with you. In whatever condition you are, the God is with you. That also is, we sing it in English and Spanish both. Very nice.
Maybe you will sing it to me in English with the same message. Spanish is a beautiful message.
Yeah,
very easy to center, very difficult to understand.
But then why, if we continue gradually,
singing it will get it.
Yes, and stop other things. Stop the other things, the other attractions. We have to stop those. Otherwise, they will not have an effect. Like if you are running AC, but suppose you keep all the windows, doors, everything open, then even though the AC is running, it will not, the impact will not be felt, because all the hot air will be coming in. So it is like that let us close the other avenues on which the mind runs away from God. That is how we can experience the true love. Otherwise, we will not be able to, we will just keep on worrying and then start calling it as love. Calling love doesn't make it love. No, that is just a misleading label. we put the label love. Like once we were putting sugar in some small these bottles for people to put that sugar in their tea or coffee, whatever. But then that fellow did not find the right bottle. And then what he did, he put it in the, another bottle that is, the label was salt. Okay, then, I understand. Gracias. It said salt. So people started putting sugar instead where the salt should have gone. They started putting sugar there because the label was wrong. Recently, one of our friends, a devotee, was doing the program for CVS, that medicine, that drug company, CVS. So the program was, he wrote, he tested, he was working very, very hard for 7-8 days to meet the deadline. And then early morning he said, all done, finished. He came back at 2 o'clock, 2 a.m. and said, now I will sleep. Then when we got up at 5 a.m., I didn't see his car. Then what happened? He left. He said that he will sleep nicely, then he will. But what happened? He got a call that there was some mistake in transferring this program on the another program. Therefore, in the one label, another medicine was getting filled in those bottles. So he was immediately called to see what is wrong and what the, because how can you put one label and then another medicine? So this is, we put the label love. In the bottle, the label is love. What is in the bottle? Selfishness. That is what we pass it for love. But had it been really love, that would have freed us. That would have brought us to that oneness with God. No, we don't get it because the label is love. But inside it is no love. It is attachments. It is I and mine. It is selfishness. And therefore, you know, in the name of love, what horrible things people have done. Yeah, in the name of love. Even in the name of love of God. Yeah, they killed other, millions of people were killed because they practice that different religion. So they are all infidels. Let us kill them. Let us start a crusade against them. See what nonsense we have done in the name of human God. God wants to kill them, us to kill them. So many American history. Yeah. In the name of God. There is a letter, you know, that they from Spain, that the Archbishop wrote to the people who settled in America, that the faster you kill those native non-believers, the closer you will be with God. Kill them with whatever means you can. Is that religion? Is that love of God? So in the name of God, it is all selfish interest they are doing. So it will be very simple. You will see the love of God. you will, as soon as we start feeling the love of God, you will become happy. Really happy. That happiness is not dependent on the circumstances. Whatever may be the circumstances, you will still be very happy, because you are, that happiness is coming from within, not from the circumstances.
Those people that can live from themselves and not from their ego, can other people then feel the same thing because they are not there?
They will feel because it is there. That is why you see lot of people, how many people got attracted to Jesus, to Buddha, to Ramakrishna, compared to, you know, all other people, their love, they may get attracted to some singer for some time, then it is gone. But love for Jesus now also, it is growing. Because that is how the people feel happiness in that. It is, and it is really palpable happiness. It is, when you love God, that your inner happiness will get connected to others. It is, one incident is worth telling in this context. I was traveling in a bus. In one place in India, I had gone there to give a retreat like I am giving now. And then that happened about maybe 30 years ago. Then I was sitting in the bus. Another man, he had the window seat. I had the other seat. So I was sitting by his side. And he started talking to me, Swami. Oh, good, you know, such people are good, great people who give up the world for God, very nice. But, he said, but don't you think that by becoming a monk, you have missed many, many happy things of life? Then I asked him, look at my face. Do you think it looks like I have missed something? And he said, that is what I was wondering at. I have not seen such a happy face. So why you become happy? See, Sri Ramakrishna, always full of bliss. Always full of bliss. Even when he had that tremendous pain of cancer. Imagine, you know, those were not the days when they could give morphine to suppress the pain. Such pain, and yet he was distributing joy to everybody. He was full of joy. Why? Because, it is like joy, he has really gotten bliss, joy, love in him. So that is how that love everybody can feel, you know. It is the love for mom, it will be felt for some time when mom does what is, you know, what you feel she should do for you. The moment that she doesn't do that, then the love disappears. That is very sad, because, but that is the inevitable thing, because you never can really love mom or dad or husband or wife. No, you are loving your selfish interest, that's all.
So God is love, we have to talk about in the name of love.
Yes, in the name of love. So let us learn to love, and let us remove all likings, likes and dislikes from the love. It is the likes and dislikes, they keep on changing. You like a person and after some time you don't like that person. And then what you were calling as love, that disappears. It's like that.
He has changed so much.
Before marriage he was very different. That is what I hear from so many people, you know. Oh, before we got married it was so different. It is.
He was my favorite cousin.
One a girl, you know, she was at Brown University. And then she was telling, I want to marry this man, this boy. I cannot imagine life without him. And this is a real story. Then they got married and then after, just a couple of years after that, she started saying, I cannot imagine life with him. So, I said that some 2 years ago you were saying that you cannot imagine life without him. Now you are saying you cannot, because that is how the world is. There is no love there. It is only likes and dislikes.
Is marriage a useful institution?
Yes, it is a useful institution. That is how we can, it does quite a few things. It is a useful institution, but the forms of marriage historically, depending on how the society is, the lifestyle is, has changed. Over thousands of years they have been changing. But the usefulness, the worthiness of that institution is that it gives you an outlet.
An outlet,
a wall to give an expression to the sexual instinct. It gives you a companionship. It gives you the progeny, and that continues the creation in this society. That is, these are all the usefulness of marriage for ordinary people. That is why Jesus says, when Jesus was asked this question about marriage, he says that it would be great if you can become like me. But it is better to marry than to burn. Inside with that lust, you know. You have to, like the boilers, you know, the boilers, they have the valve to let out the extra steam. Otherwise it will explode, you see. So therefore, for most people who cannot sublime that instinct, the best and least harmful, I am saying least harmful, outlet is to get married. And there is the, therefore a covenant, a contract of marriage. It is a contract. Why the contract is necessary? Why the commitment is necessary? Because the attraction will go away. It will go on another man or another woman. But you have a contract. You have taken certain vows. So hold on to those vows. Hold on to those commitments. Like in the business, somebody say builds the house. And then there is a commitment that, okay, I will do this work, I will do everything flawlessly, and I commit to that. And then the person says, okay, we will pay you this amount for that. Now, this is a contract. you cannot unilaterally change it without consequences. So, marriage is a contract like that. So, it is... So, because the attractions, they don't last long. But then, the commitments, the companionship, the social associations, that is very useful for the social fabric to survive. That is the only reason.
So, you both agree, you can change the contract. My question is, because Vedanta accepts separation?
Yeah, Vedanta accepts separation, but with consequences. What happens is, in everything, we want things which break the contract, but we want to escape the consequences of it. There are emotional consequences of it, health consequences of it. The problems are multiple. So if you have to do it, do it with proper consideration of all things. Do not take a step in an emotional haste. Don't take this step like that. Ponder over it with calm mind. Ponder over it that it will entail certain consequences. Some 12 years ago, when we were having the new construction, I was talking to the architect. The architect had made those drawings, and there is a contract with that. But I was thinking that, well, if I give it to another architect, how will it work? Because this architect is...
You want a second opinion?
No, no, not only opinion, to get another architect instead of this. So I spoke to him about it. He said, well, if you do it, there will be consequences. Means the contract is there. Now if you unilaterally break the contract, obviously there will be the consequences. We may take you to the court of law that you have breached the contract. Yeah, but if amendment can be made only if both parties agree, isn't it? Yeah. It is like that. So, marriage is a very helpful institution for most people. Because otherwise, man will keep on, it will be like the animal life. Going for one person today, another person tomorrow, and that is in the... So, you cannot have a society then. As for a social structure, therefore family, and then transmitting the ethical and moral disciplines, because it became too hot again.
Windows.
Yeah, no, I mean that the circuit breaker must have become hot again. So let it get cooled down. Let it get cooled down after. Yeah, after 1 hour, again start it. So that is the idea in that. Yes, please.
We have a correction.
Yes, sure.
There are two words. Love and love. What's the difference?
Love and to love. A practice of loving, the loving as a matter of practice. Love is a thing, like the food and eating, two words are there. Food, and then to take the food. It is similarly that there is love and then you to love. Means as practice that love, because it requires practicing. So that is how when you see a very nice thing, that when two people, they as buddies, they feel that they should love each other, their relationship is very new, very new relationship. So they make special effort to do whatever the other person likes. So that gradually the love will develop. It is, you develop that, then once it becomes very naturalized, you don't care about the formalities. First, you are very particular to do exactly. It is so that you form a relationship. Like when you have that cement, you know, you join the bricks and whatever with the cement. Now it is said that let it set. It will require one day for its setting, and we have to keep on curing it so that the cement will get set. So that is making them set, become very strong. So it then you can dance on it. You can let it be like that. You can even tie an elephant to it. It is quite okay. To love is therefore to love even God. You have to therefore start that, okay, I will do worship. This worship is to develop love for God. Let me do worship. Let me take the name of God. Let me read about God. It is like that. Like when you start loving somebody, then what happens? You follow that person. You see wherever that person is, you read about that person, you keep a photograph of that person, isn't it? So this is true love. When the love matures, then that two is gone, love remains. That is the difference between the two. One is the preparation, another is the culmination.
There is a confusion, because we call love many things.
Yeah, but that is really no love there. It is attraction, temporary. Yeah, temporary attraction that gets passed for love. That is just passing it for loving, not really loving. Exactly.
Love.
It is, there is no really love there. Yeah, it is very difficult.
So, can human beings really love each other? Can human beings love each other?
You can properly love each other only when you can see God in them. The more you see love, that God in somebody, you can love that person better and better. She is telling you, that is why what you should do. But you should do that too, you know. That is what the marriage means. You have to be a contract, you know. Yeah, one party cannot break the contract unilaterally. Okay then, let us have lunch and then get ready for the next session at 2 o'clock. Hola.
I don't think people respect other people. The only thing that I ask from people is respect. The minimum. If you respect other people, just respect people. That people.
Yeah.
And just respect them.
Respect.
It doesn't matter as the people, 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 as the people,